It's Afternoon Jams. One of the most highlighted events of Black history here in Muskegon is the Black Violin Experience tour that is landing here on February the 26th at the Forum Theater. On the phone line, we got half of the duo. We got Kev Marcus on the phone line. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
My man, Blacknificent, man. And you got folks are excited, man, to see you guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're excited to come back out and play, you know. This tour is, it's just kind of a mix of everything, you know what I mean? You know, obviously, we're classically trained violinists, but, you know, and we play classically, but what we play on top of and how we basically tell stories on stage is through just going through different types of parts of music history. So we play everything from Bach and Beethoven to like Cardi B. We'll play some Lil Uzi. Then went down to Georgia. We'll play a little bit of everything, but it's like just a real kind of hearty kind of vibe, and it's a family show, but it's a whole energy, out your seats dancing kind of thing. So it's just it's an experience, like the title says.
Wow. So you guys have the full band on stage with you, or what?
Yeah, so it's I'm the violinist, and I'm kind of like, you know, lead guitar of the band. You think of a traditional band. My partner Will, he's a viola player, and the two of us make up Black Violin, and then we're backed up by our drummer Stokes, and we have a DJ SPS, and also a keyboardist Liston Gregory III, and the five of us, we kind of just take you on a journey and play all kinds of things, all kinds of corners of music. And but we kind of blend it all together with our feeling and the energy of the violin and how we play it.
Wow, this is dope, man. So when did this movement start to take off for you guys?
Well, you know, me and Will, we met at high school in orchestra class, 20-something years ago. And first day of high school, and we just was in a Black Fame kind of high school, you know, back in the day. And then everyone in the school did something, they sang or it was in drama, and we just played violin. That's what we did. And we just started getting nice with it. We started realizing we could change people's perceptions of what was possible, and who could do what. Like, I give you an example. Like, I remember going to my first interview when I was in high school, and I went to get to work at Levitt's Furniture. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Stole that. And I went, and then I remember just interviewing for this job, and she's asking me, what are you doing? You know, I was like, yeah, I just, you know, got into college. I'm studying violin. She's like, you play violin? I'm like, yeah. She's like, really? You know? And she was like, wow. And she starts telling me about stories about violin. And next thing you know, she hired me and I got the job. And I was like, ooh, like, I'm a big Black guy, you know, pants sagging, but the idea of me playing violin changes people's perceptions of who I am and what I'm capable of. And I didn't even have to play for her. So that idea kind of festered with us really early on in high school. We got to college and we started, I went to Florida International University. Will went to Florida State. And then, you know, we started kind of messing with, you know, beats and hip hop and putting it all together. And by the time we were finished with college, we had started Black Violin and went on Showtime with Apollo and Never Lost. And that was sort of the beginning of what turned into being a 25-year career with them. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow. That is something. You guys are not just a national sensation. You're international sensation. You're performed in Dubai and like all over the world.
Yeah, man, like the violin is crazy, man. My mom, you know, God bless her, she put that violin in my hand, and it's been able to take me and Will all over. I mean, Dubai, South Africa, we've been to all parts of Asia. We toured with Linkin Park for a while there at the beginning of our career. Dubai, we were there with Kanye, Josh Stone, Akon, you know, and they had a huge, you know, few festivals out there, and they took a song with them. So yeah, it's been awesome, and lately it's just been, you know, we've been all corners of the U.S. and it's been amazing. It's been an amazing journey, and you never know what can happen from just thinking differently.
Wow. So who is Kev Marcus, Kevin Sylvester? Who is this guy, that the half duo of the group Black Violin?
Me, I'm a creative dude. I like to do things that make people think, man, I didn't think it was possible. Like, that's my whole MO. I like stretching the envelope. I'm also business minded. Very entrepreneurial. I have multiple businesses, and I like kind of I like connecting people together, people in situations and circumstances. So that's me. My creative side. I'm very boisterous on stage. I smile a lot. I enjoy it so much so that you have to enjoy it with me. You know, wow. It's like that guy. You know, everyone has a friend that laughs way more than everyone else. Like, oh, the laugh is really loud and obnoxious, but you laugh because you know you have that friend.
Exactly.
But what happens is when you tell a joke, or it'll be the littlest joke, you start laughing loud.
Right.
And then everyone around just starts laughing. Why? Because he's laughing so hard at the joke. It has to be funny no matter what. So it's kind of like that. Where me, I have such a good time that it makes it where it's hard for you not to have a good time. And that's who I am, and that's what I bring to the table for Black Violin.
Wow. And you guys been doing this 25 years?
Yeah, I mean, me and Will, we met in high school, and first day of high school was 1996.
Wow.
So, you know, and we always been playing and messing around with stuff, and, you know, really, like, Black Violin, I guess it started when we won Apollo in 2004. That was sort of that's when we quit our real jobs and just, you know, went full with this. But I'd say, yeah, I mean, really, since we met, we've been just, you know, kind of finding ways to plot to, you know, show the world something different.
When was the first time you're on stage and you realize that this is your dream and the dream is coming true? It's in motion.
It was Apollo. I mean, I remember we was on Showtime with Apollo, and, you know, and back in 2004, I mean, just to set the stage, I mean, you know, there's no YouTube yet. MySpace is out, but no American Idol, you know, America's Got Talent is not out yet. None of the big talent show run that just happened. Mm-hmm. None of that's out. And we just on regular old Apollo, you know, like 11:30 p.m. on NBC, and come out, you know, rub the log. Monique was hosting at the time. And we went on Apollo, and I remember we had violins in our hand, and we started off with Pete Rock, Reminisce, and then we went into Michael Jackson, I Wanna Rock With You. Then we played Biggie, Juicy, and then we ended with Usher, Yeah. And I remember playing that set, and at the end of it, they were thunderclapping. They're thunderclapping to Usher, and I'm looking. I'm like, we got violins on our hand. We have this place rocking it up out their seats, and we were like, man, you know, this is sort of the moment. And it kind of, and even after that, it wasn't easy. I mean, we're two black guys playing violin. It's hard to explain. It's one of those things, you see it and you get it, but it's hard to explain. So even after that, we had to constantly convince people this was dope. But I think Apollo gave us that confidence, because if you go win on that stage and they don't boo you off the stage, you come out there with a violin, I mean, then I feel there was no fear going and trying to conquer stages around the world after that experience.
Wow. So where haven't you guys played at that you would like to play at?
The only places left for me, I've been to 49 of the 50 states. The only one left is Hawaii. I've never even been there, just not even on vacation. So definitely want to play there. It's always better to play, because you get to get paid to play.
Put it on the writer. Put it on the writer.
Yeah, you know, exactly. So I like that. I've never been to, Black Violin has never been to South America at all.
Really?
We've been able to do some parts of Africa, most of Asia, most of Europe, Australia, all of that, all of America, Mexico, that kind of stuff, but not South America. I've never been. So those are the two places that I think, you know, we're going to look into trying to expand our reach.
Now, Wilmer Baptiste, is he Haitian?
Oh, yeah. He's Haitian.
Wow.
Born in the Bahamas, and his family is Haitian. Yep.
All right. Now, you guys still reside in Florida?
Yep. We still in sunny South Florida. You know, it's just, you know, it's always been home, and we travel so much that I think we like to always come back home, and it's always warm.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm in Orlando right now. It's 85 degrees today, so I feel you.
Yes. It's nice. This is what February 1st is supposed to feel like.
Right. Before we go, Black History Month, man, anybody that you want to acknowledge for Black History Month?
Well, you know, for me, I always like to think about the unsung ones. You know, my teacher, Mr. Patterson, you know, that brought me to study with him, because he was the only Black person that plays viola, you know. And so he recruited me to come study with him. And, you know, I think about, you know, people like him. I know we always celebrate the heroes, but
right.
There's so many of them around us, you know, right now. The brother Jason Wilson, man, you know, he Cry Like a Man, you know, he's an author, you know, he has an awesome movie out, Cave of Abdullah, and he's amazing. He's a walking, you know, Black history icon right now, you know. So I like to think about those around us that are here, and give flowers to those that are still here and pushing for you know, equality and just fairness for us, you know, in general. So
right.
You know, let's acknowledge our local heroes as well.
There you go. Kel Marcus on the phone line for the Black Violin Experience in Muskegon on February 26th. How should people dress, man? Should they come to party, or should they come to relax? You know, we got the violin thing going on. What is the vibe like?
The vibe is be you, whatever you feel comfortable in, you know, because that's what I'm going to do, and that's what we're going to do. It's a party kind of atmosphere in parts. There's parts where it's just, you know, kind of, we call it like classical wizardry. We're just doing all kind of stuff, but it's always hard hitting, and it's a light show that's attached to it. So it's a experience for sure. And I say just, hey, dress comfortable if you want to, you know, sometimes, you know, we'll look out and there'll be a couple wearing a tuxedo and a, you know, gown, and then there'll be somebody else wearing shorts and the fit bought from my merch booth out, you know, so, you know, just be comfortable, you know, just be comfortable, I would say, and bring yourself and just be open to having an experience.
Wow. How can we find you guys on social media? Where are you guys at?
Oh, you can check us out at Black Violin. You know, we're at Black Violin on Instagram. I think it's Black Violin Music on Facebook, at Black Violin on Twitter. You know, yeah, just check us out there, blackviolin.net, for more information on us. Also, we got a foundation that I would love to talk about real quick.
Sure, sure.
Our foundation is the best thing we've ever done, truly. And it's the Black Violin. It's called blackviolinfoundation.org for more information. But in a nutshell, our biggest program is a grant, and it's named after our high school teacher, James Miles, and it's the James Miles Musical Innovative Grant. And it's a grant that allows kids the opportunity to, you know, they apply for the grant and we connect dots. So, for instance, it'll be a young violinist that wants to go to Interlochen Music Summer Camp, and, you know, they'll apply for the grant so that, you know, we can, you know, pay for that. Or they're auditioning for Juilliard, but they don't have the money for the flight. Or, you know, they need a new instrument, or they need private lessons, or they need a new laptop to make beats. It's not just violin specific. It's for all students from, you know, all walks of life, you know, all colors, you know, from ethnicities. And I think it goes up to about, I think it's from 10 to 20 years old. So wow. I think it's even college students. So, but it's a great stepping stone. It also allows us to mentor them as well. So it's just an awesome thing. We also have a wing of our foundation that does diversity, equity, and inclusion, where we go, we kind of go into the school system and we try to talk to the superintendents in different systems, see what they need, say, hey, well, we'd love to have a string program, but we don't have any instruments. Okay, boom, we'll connect with the Baroque Violin Shop in Cincinnati and send them 30 instruments. And like, all right, boom, we'll put it at this elementary school.
Wow.
Can we get a teacher? You know, and like, we just try, because the problem is that there are only 4% of students that are studying classical music are Black or brown. And that's a problem, you know. It's
right.
Just not enough diversity there. And someone asked me earlier today, how did we even get into it? And I said, it was because it was around me. Like, I saw it at school. It was an opportunity to study it. It wasn't my first choice, but I got into it, and I had the exposure. That's all it is sometimes, is like giving kids exposure to the arts and exposure to things they wouldn't normally have access to. So wow. We work with that as well. And then we also have an instrument drive, like I also mentioned. that, you know, different school districts, you know, it could be even individuals, if they need an instrument to help get them to the next level, you know, you can, you know, fill out an application on blackviolinfoundation.org. So it's just, you know, the best thing we ever created, and it's awesome. It's growing every year, and the applications for the grants open up in a couple of months. I think it's March or April it opens up. So, but you can get more information on the site.
Wow, that's dope, man. I can't wait to meet you guys. I wish every artist that was making it was just doing what you guys are doing. You guys are mentoring kids at your elementary school back in your neighborhood where you come from, man. You guys haven't forgot where you came from. You know, that's dope, man. For real. Like,
thank you. Man. I mean, like, look, we feel like it's a responsibility for us to do that. And, you know, there's, you know, randomly my phone will ring and it'll be one of our mentees, and it's, you know, we have them from different levels. There's some that go to our old high school now that anytime we have rehearsals, I get 3 or 4 kids that are in orchestra or band from Dillard High School to come, and they are interning and wrapping cables and getting waters and, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
You know, we're always just trying to, like, give everyone as much experience by osmosis, by being around. And then some will just, you know, they're from out of state, and they'll call me like, hey, you know, take a listen to this song that I wrote. You know, can you put violin on this for me? I'm like, yeah, of course. So it's important, because that's the thing that's why we're here, is from people like that, you know, doing that to us. So, you know, we think about it like that, and it pays forward. It always does.
Well, Kev Marcus, man, it's good to talk to you, brother. Can't wait to meet you. Say hello to my Haitian brothers, Wilma Baptiste, a passé. It's not going to be any Haitian food in Muskegon. Let you know that right there. Ain't no Haitian food, no Caribbean food.
I'm not planning on it. You know?
Don't put that on the rider. Don't put that on the rider, bro. Because they have to go. They have to go 45 minutes to get some of that.
I bet. Yeah, man. I get. I'm looking forward to it, though, man. Oh, I didn't touch on, you know, we actually Grammy nominated right now.
Are you serious?
And I love being nominated in the moment. It's cool to have been nominated.
Right.
But to be currently nominated is always a cool thing. So,
wow. Congratulations.
I want that to go by. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you, man. So, I'm actually going this time. And I don't normally, but this time I'm going to go. So, we'll do all of that this weekend.
Get that speech together.
I wouldn't think I'm speaking. I mean, if we win, it's a song, we're up for Best Americana Performance, and it's a song that we collaborated with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Okay.
So it's their song, and we're featured on it. So I would imagine that they would speak, which is better for me. I don't like the pressure. I'm a low-key individual.
Okay.
This is a very high-key thing.
Right.
I like low-key, you know?
Right. I feel you, brother. I feel you.
So, but it's cool, though, you know? Like, so look out. You never know. I mean, it's just, you know, you never know. It's great to be nominated, but it'll be even better to win it. So.
Yeah, hope you guys win. Yeah. Hope you guys win. Kevin, thank you so much, man. See you on the 26th in Muskegon.
All right. See you then, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and blessings. There you go, Muskegon. Kev Marcus from the group Black Violin in Muskegon, February the 26th, Forenthal Theater. Buy those tickets. They're only $29, okay? $29 to $59. That is a steal to see a Grammy Award nominated act. All right? Going back to my music.